football player by, do they play when they're hurt? You got to answer the bell every week. And Doug answered it year after year after year.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The Chicago Window Guy is open during these difficult times, handling all of your window and door needs. So make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. And he makes and installs his own products, offers a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had some windows done, and I am thrilled with the experience and with the product. And Russ realizes it's a difficult time, so you're wondering, how do you do this? Well, he's offering virtual appointments over the internet or phone. So call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, will get 10% off the order. Check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Most Dell Technologies advisors are here to help businesses working remotely get the right tech solutions. From unparalleled collaboration with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to special financing offers for small businesses to help preserve cash flow with Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
The socially distanced NFL draft is finally here, and you can follow all the action at betonline.net. Wondering who will be the first, second, and third draft pick? Do you know if more offensive or defensive players will be taken in the first round? Have a hunch on how many trades will take place in the first round? Maybe you're into oddities like how many draftees' dogs will be shown during first round coverage. Before the draft goes live, head over to betonline.net for the latest props, lines, and odds. Bring the draft home with betonline.net.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room, and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission. And it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Bernstein brings you Who's Your Guy?
We are going to start out our first call in Who's Your Guy 2020 is going to be John in South Elgin. John, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
Gentlemen, the first selection of 2020. Who's your guy? Trevon Diggs, corner, Alabama.
My guy, Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
My guy is Co-Pac 12 Player of the Year, Tyler Huntley, QB, Utah.
Joey, who's your guy?
My guy is McKelty Williams, safety out of Northern Illinois University.
My guy is Jeremy Chin, safety, Southern Illinois University.
My guy is tight end Bryson Hopkins from Purdue.
Who's your guy? Who's your guy?
My guy.
You know the question. Tell me who you are. That's what we're doing. It's an odd draft, so we're doing this differently. Rather than having me read from a scouting report, how about we have an actual scout on here giving actual scouting reports? And that is why we are joined by Matt Miller on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Matt Miller of the Stick to Football podcast, Bleacher Report's lead NFL, plus he is at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. You ready to go for another round, Matt?
I am ready.
We got through 14 scouting reports yesterday. We left off with your guy, Devin Duvernay, the Texas wide receiver, and we pick it up again, starting with Mike in McHenry on the score. Mike, who's your guy?
My guy is Jalen Reagor, wide receiver, TCU.
Jalen Reagor, wide receiver, TCU. These are the positives.
This guy speaks the King's English. He's very thoughtful. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor, man, speed is the first thing you notice, Dan. He has true afterburners. When he gets the ball in space, his ability to get upfield, we call him house calls because every time he touches the ball, he's got a chance to go to the end zone. And playing in a TCU offense, probably the worst quarterback in college football last year, which really affected his production, but he is all about those underneath routes. He has vertical speed. He is a lot of fun to watch.
And the negatives.
He's been permanently, you know, knocked up.
I think the biggest negative here, man, is going to be drops. And I mentioned the bad quarterback play, which, yeah, that factors in. But there were just still way too many balls getting on the ground. And also, a little bit of a small guy, 5'10". He came in the combine at 206. Didn't run as well as expected with a 4.47. So I think there's some question about, all right, like what do you play at? Are you going to play at like 185? Or are you going to play, you know, at 206 and be a little bit slower? So I think there's more projection there than there might be with some of the other top receivers.
And he comes out where overall on your board?
Yeah, number 50 overall. So mid-round two. I would not be shocked if he's drafted a little bit earlier than that, just because of that speed at the position that is everyone. That's what everybody wants right now. Not as many big-bodied guys in this class.
That is Jalen Reagor, wide receiver, TCU. Here is a frequent contributor to Who's Your Guy over the years. Pat in Tuscaloosa is on the score. Hello, Pat.
Hello there, Dan. My guy is X-Mac, Xavier McKinney. He's an elite safety from the University of Alabama. Roll, damn, Tide.
No editorialization. That is Matt Miller's job. He'll tell us if he's elite as he gives us Xavier McKinney's positives.
Boing, oing, oing.
My favorite thing about McKinney is a lot like Minkah Fitzpatrick. He plays everywhere on the defense. Free safety, strong safety, slot corner, nickel linebacker. You can just move him around, play everywhere. So exceptional football IQ. A good enough overall athlete at 6 foot, 200 pounds.
And the negatives?
He's going to get his ass handed to him on a regular basis.
Let's hope not. He is a good player, but I think there is that jack of all trades, master of none a little bit with him is, okay, if we just want you to play free safety, do you have the speed to play over the top? If you're just going to play strong safety, are you big enough to get through trash at 200 pounds and get through blockers, get to the running back? He ran a 4.63 at the combine, which this year we're kind of throwing out combine numbers a little bit just because the schedule change, the uncertainty around the coronavirus was, you know, just starting to pick up in the States. But Xavier McKinney at 4.63, that's not the number you want next to your name when you're going to play safety.
So he ends up going where?
I have him at 22 overall, so I'm still a believer in his game, but I think when it's draft night, he probably waits until early Friday night, so early round two to hear his name called.
Here's Dave in Berwyn on the score. Dave, I have a question for you. Who's your guy?
My guy is Adam Trautman, tight end, Dayton.
Adam Trautman, Dayton tight end. Here are the pros.
He is so amazing. I wish I could know him more, you know, because he is one of a kind, you know? I think about him all the time. And, well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
I love Adam Trautman as much as everybody. He's an exceptional athlete, really is. He plays physical. He plays mean. There's a little George Kittle to his game in that he will get after it in the run game as a blocker, but he's also a very, very good receiver. So small school guy, obviously. We'll get into the negatives, but the upside on Trautman, I think, is as good as any tight end in the class.
And those negatives?
He's not a machine. He's a man.
Yeah, it's just that level of competition. We've only seen it really at the Senior Bowl, which if you're a tight end in the Senior Bowl, you're just asked to do a lot of positional things. You know, you're not actually playing against a lot of coverage. So how well he'll translate, I think that he is going to be best in more of a slot tight end role right away or a flex tight end role where he's moving around, able to get angle blocks. As far as the grade on him, I have him ranked at 85 overall, but think he'll be drafted a little bit ahead of that. So probably late round two, early round three.
Boy, small school tight ends named Adam doesn't go over well in
you
Chicago
have PTSD
right now.
When it goes with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we do. But that is Adam Trautman, Dayton tight end. Glenn Ellen, our next stop. It's Harry. Hey, Harry, who's your guy?
Antoine Winfield, safety, Minnesota.
Antoine Winfield, Minnesota safety. The positives.
Everyone who Bear fans remember him.
Yeah, he's actually on my podcast today. People can check it out in the Bleacher Report app.
Oh, cool.
At 5 Eastern, so good timing. He's probably my favorite player in the draft. Just if I had to watch one guy for the rest of my life, it would be him. 7 interceptions this year, 3 sacks. He plays like his hair's on fire. There's some like Honey Badger, Bob Sanders type plays that you see from him. And obviously, you know, the lineage. I loved watching his dad play, you know, coming out of Ohio State, ended up with the Vikings. He was just an amazing player. So I'm a huge Antoine Winfield fan.
Are there any negatives?
He's killed the original alfalfa.
If there are, it's just the injuries. He missed 2017 and 2018 with injuries. And when you're 5'9", 205, and you've been injured a little bit, that is concerning. But it's just like the way he played this past year, it kind of puts a lot of those questions to bed a little bit.
That's why the Bob Sanders comp scares me a little bit, because that's going to have a, you know, just flame out really fast, like a great peak, and then he just can't play.
Are you going to knock yourself out basically every game? It's what Bob Sanders did, yeah.
So that was Antoine Winfield, Minnesota safety, which brings us to Nick in Niles. He's on the score. I'm asking, who's your guy? You can answer, Nick.
My guy is J.K. Dobbins, running back, the Ohio State University.
A very well-known presence from our televisions throughout college football season, running back J.K. Dobbins. His positives.
He's enormous. He looks like some sort of mythical beast, and he does basketball things.
J.K., maybe the most, other than Joe Burrow, maybe the most improved player in college football this past year. We saw him rip off a lot of those chunk plays, the long runs, very, very productive. And his vision is probably my favorite thing about him. 5'9", 210, not the biggest guy, but he does have some good power to his game. And my comp for him was Frank Gore. So really a fan of the way that he finds openings without being, you know, a lightning fast or the biggest guy in the backfield.
That's high praise, but I'm certain there's some downside as well.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, I think the downside is a little bit of a step back in 2018. You worry a little bit, is he going to put on weight and lose some of his burst? And also, he has this weird habit of he'll lose 2 yards, he'll lose 5 yards, he'll lose 6 yards, boom, 65-yard run. So he just needs to be a little bit more consistent.
Your grade on Dobbins and where you think he's going to go?
Yeah, he's my 4th running back. I have him at 43 overall. I think that I'm a little higher on him than the NFL will be. I think late round 2 is probably realistic.
For J.K. Dobbins, OSU running back. Here's Jay in Danville on the score. Jay, I think you know the question. Answer it.
My guy is Cole Kmet, tight end, Notre Dame.
Cole Kmet, who was a guest on these airwaves on the Lawrence Holmes show just yesterday. You got to hear him in your own words. Here are Matt Miller's thoughts of Cole Komet's positives.
He's learned how to speak Spanish fluently in 4 months. He's a chess champion.
He also plays baseball. Really good closer, I think, for the Notre Dame baseball team. Komet's the best tight end in the class. He's 6'6", 265. He ran a 4.7 at the combine. And when I talked to Brian Kelly about it, he was like, he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. He's a good blocker. He's a good route runner. But he's never been able to commit to football full time. So once he does that, they really think he's just going to take off as a player.
So what are the negatives on Cole?
I have a pretty crazy sex scene with him. He got implants, and during sex, his breast moved.
I don't even know how to come back from that. The negatives on him, I don't think he ever reached his potential at Notre Dame. And so you look at it, you know, his production, or you watch, you know, 5-6 games, you're like, this is the guy, this is supposed to be the best tight end of the class, because he's not going to give you that eye-opening production or the big plays where you kind of put your pin down and get really excited about him. I have him ranked at 49. I think he'll be a second-round pick.
Let me ask you off the top of your head, right now, if you could start a season with Cole Kmet or O.J. Howard, who would you choose?
Oh, God. I missed on O.J. Howard so badly, I think. I would still take O.J. Howard because he's a much better athlete, and it's so hard to reconcile what he is versus what he was at Alabama. I hope people, like, take 10 minutes today and go back and watch a YouTube clip of what he was at Bama, because he was so special, and you hope it's just that Jameis Winston and the Buccaneers ruined him and he'll bounce back somewhere. But, yeah, he has never come close to what he looked like when he was in college.
One more for this segment before we load up the phones for another round of Who's Your Guy on this Wednesday. Here is Derek in Irving Park on the Score. Derek, who's your guy?
Hey, fellas. My guy is Willie Gay Jr., linebacker, Mississippi State.
Willie Gay Jr., linebacker, Mississippi State, the positives.
He's a very direct man, so as a player, you know where you stand every day, and I like that.
A great athlete. He might be, other than Isaiah Simmons, the best just true athlete at the linebacker position in this draft. I mean, he ran a 4.46 at 6'1", 245. Long arms, huge hands, incredible agility. Just, we say on the hoof. Like, on the hoof, he looks like someone who's going to be a 10-year starter at linebacker in the NFL.
Negatives.
He was only in charge of the groceries in Dallas, right?
Yeah, he's got some off-field. The teams are going to have to figure out how they value it. He was charged with, I think it was a robbery, missed some time because of that. So, exceptional athlete. And this past year, you know, definitely showed up as a big-time playmaker. But you're going to have to figure out how to deal with that. You know, eight games in 2019 he missed because of, so there's NCAA violations with a tutor. He was not the robbery guy. I'm sorry, that was someone else. The off-field stuff runs together. He was the tutor guy who was, there was some stuff going on behind the scenes with the tutor. So he missed like half the season over that. So athleticism's amazing. The maturity stuff is going to have to get answered.
So second round?
I have him in the third. Now I hope we get to talk about the robbery guy, because I feel bad that I assigned that to Willie Gay. I think third round, just because in a world where like there's no private workouts, there's no, you know, no visits, I think that makes it really tough for him to go in and convince a Ryan Pace that, hey, like, what happened, you know, missing time, that's behind me. It's a stupid NCAA rule. You're going to get a locked in player here.
All right, we're going to do another round. We're averaging 7 guys per segment, so we are getting a lot of draft scouting work done here. 312-644-6767. Another segment of Who's Your Guy is straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. We're learning a lot. You have the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. Today, a good day in Tampa Bay. For a franchise that's been relegated to irrelevant for years, getting to choose either a Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski jersey from the online NFL Pro Shop this summer is like an alternate universe, in a good way. But does it make football sense? Well, Gronk's body was breaking down when we saw him last in 2018, but I still think it does. If you sign Brady, you're looking to win right now. And Anthony Nelson, Jordan Whitehead, Ryan Smith were the Buccaneers' last 3 fourth-rounders, so it was worth the cost of trading for Gronk. He provides trust, a security blanket for Brady. Number 12 knows exactly where his tight end is going to be on every play. The only possible trap? The Florida beaches. Somebody keep an eye on Gronk. This is Damon Amendolara.
Hi, I'm Paper.
The socially distanced NFL draft is finally here, and you can follow all the action at betonline.net. Wondering who will be the first, second, and third draft pick? Do you know if more offensive or defensive players will be taken in the first round? Have a hunch on how many trades will take place in the first round? Maybe you're into oddities like how many draftees' dogs will be shown during first round coverage. Before the draft goes live, head over to betonline.net for the latest props, lines, and odds. Bring the draft home with betonline.net.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's Log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
The socially distanced NFL draft is finally here, and you can follow all the action at betonline.net. Wondering who will be the first, second, and third draft pick? Do you know if more offensive or defensive players will be taken in the first round? Have a hunch on how many trades will take place in the first round? Maybe you're into oddities like how many draftees' dogs will be shown during first round coverage. Before the draft goes live, head over to betonline.net for the latest props, lines, and odds. Bring the draft home with betonline.net.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I love this segment. We're playing Who's Your Guy, and Matt Miller is our draft guide. He is at NFL Draft Scout. He of the Stick to Football podcast and the lead NFL draft columnist for Bleacher Report. He is providing our scouting reports for us for today and Thursday and Friday as well. So we've got another round loaded up right here. Let's get right to it. First up, we have Jeff in Dubuque, Iowa on the score. I wonder who this is going to be. Jeff, who's your guy?
Nate Stanley, quarterback, Iowa Hawkeyes.
Nate Stanley, not surprised. And what are the positives?
He's solid. He's got a nice setup.
I like Nate Stanley. So one of my biggest complaints this year was that Nate Stanley wasn't at the Shrine Game or the Senior Bowl, but he got a combine invite. So I think Stanley is, if you're going to take a day three quarterback, James Morgan from FIU is okay. Anthony Gordon from Washington State's okay. I think Stanley's right there with those guys. If you're going to take someone in the fourth round as a developmental flyer, he would be my guy.
Negatives?
That sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Well, I think all Iowa fans would agree with this, that he was just incredibly inconsistent. So that has to get better. I mean, he has a big arm. He's a good athlete. But the inconsistency with accuracy is just mind-blowing. And, like, he would always, you know, go through stretches of just hot play. And you look at his stats and you're like, what the hell? Where did this come from? But then, you know, you get into conference play and he kind of fell apart.
So you mentioned fourth round around there somewhere?
Yeah, I think fourth round, maybe fifth round. We'll see where the run on that second group of quarterbacks go after the, you know, top five or six come off the board.
To Bridgeport next, and Alex on Sports Radio 670. Hey, Alex, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. My guy is most underrated quarterback, the gunslinging cougar, Anthony Gordon.
Anthony Gordon, quarterback, Washington State. Again, no editorializing. That's Matt Miller's job. The positive.
He runs good, and I mean above average.
I like Anthony Gordon. He's ton of production, obviously, coming out of Washington State. Timing routes are no problem for him. He's smart. He's a pretty good athlete, more than you would expect for him coming out of that Mike Leach offense, but only a one-year starter, so we're still seeing a lot of potential with him of what can he be, because you know what he did this past year, he threw for a gazillion yards, but he's only started 14 games.
So what are the concerns?
Go eat your Big Mac and shut up.
Yeah, he needs a Big Mac. He's a little bit undersized, honestly. 6'2", 205, so not a very big guy. The arm strength, the zip isn't always there on those outside throws, you know, the 20-yard comebacks when you have to throw opposite field outside the hash, the zip isn't there to beat man coverage. That offense allows you to throw to a lot of wide open guys, so he hasn't, you know, throwing those ropes to throw guys open. And again, 14 starts in college is just not enough to get a good look at somebody. I don't know if that's too soon after Mitch Trubisky for me to say that or not, but definitely applies to Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, now you're just playing with this.
Now game. I'm just being so mean, yeah.
Yeah, where do you think he ends up going?
Yeah, similarly to Nate Stanley, I bet he's around four, around five guy. It helps him that Gardner Minshew came out of that offense and is now a starter in the NFL, because everyone's going to be like, oh, we got another Gardner Minshew. Let's take this guy in the fourth or fifth.
That is Washington quarterback Anthony Gordon. Next up, Lowell, Indiana. Here's Brian on the score. Hey, Brian, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. My guy is Denzel Mims, wide receiver from Baylor.
Denzel Mims. Could the Bears end up with Wims and Mims? Let's find the positives on Denzel Mims.
He's the one and only.
It's huge. 6'3", 207. Ran a 4.38. I compared him to DK Metcalf because not as big, right? He doesn't look like he was created by Dr. Frankenstein, but just so much more athletic than you expect. And that's the key for him. It's all about upside. Can he continue learning? Can he expand his route tree? Because the size and the athleticism is, I mean, he's a playmaker automatically. You know, whether that's an X receiver, Z receiver, wherever you want to put him, he's going to be really tough to match up with in man coverage.
So what are the negatives?
He kicked him in the penis.
So a lot of drops, actually, just like focus drops, too. And also, you know, not having a ton of toughness in his routes. I think he has to play with much more power. And the reason for the DK Metcalf comparison, he's a good athlete, but he runs like two or three routes right now. And so he's got to expand that route tree, learn on the fly like DK did, and just like learn how to really convince corners that he's running that route instead of, he's kind of lackadaisical at times. So I have him rated in the second round. I'm lower on him than I think he'll be drafted. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's the pick to the Vikings at 25. Wouldn't be shocked if he comes off the board late first round. And I have him graded actually like mid round two.
You know who he sounds like to me as you describe him? Kevin White.
I started to feel that way as I was talking. It was like another athletic receiver who drops passes and doesn't sell his routes. Who could that be?
Oh, yeah, boy, you're really trying to scare a lot of us today. Let's try a Bob, Southside Bob, on the score. Bob, who's your guy?
Gentlemen, my guy is Boise State offensive tackle Ezra Cleveland.
Ezra Cleveland, looking at an offensive tackle, I think might be for the first time. We did Justin Gooseberry, but this is our, I think, our pure tackle. What are the positives?
He's the best name I ever know.
Sorry, I was getting excited to talk about this player. So he's a very good athlete. And I think when, you know, this past year he played with a toe injury that limited him a little bit. So the idea is he's going to be even better than he looked this past year. Balance is there, poise is there, length is there, and has the athleticism to play in a zone scheme, a man scheme. He looks like a left tackle when you just look at his body type and his athleticism.
So what's the downside?
He turned out a little soft. Yeah, a little doughy.
That is so fitting. I don't know if you guys are planning these or not, but that worked out well. His play strength is terrible. And I know a lot of times they're going to say, oh, he had a toe issue, and that really affects your ability to anchor. His upper body strength is bad as well. He has to. I don't think he's ready to play in the NFL right away. He has to get much stronger. Even in, you know, playing in the Mountain West, like, he's getting walked back by defensive end. So you would expect a guy to dominate. I mean, people are talking about first-round pick with this player. You should dominate at Boise State. He just did not do that. You never watched them play and felt like he was the best player on the field.
Wow, so this is a tough one for me to estimate where you think he's going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise you. I have him ranked at 112 overall, but like, I would not be shocked if the Browns traded back and drafted him at like 15 or 16 overall, because again, the athleticism is intriguing, but I just don't see it. And I've been saying this a lot the last few weeks. I don't know that this idea of let's take an athlete at tackle and teach him how to block or make him stronger, I can't find an instance where that actually worked. So if it were me and I needed a tackle, he would be a day three developmental guy.
Wow. This is what we're just talking about with Mike Florio, just a wide range of opinions on some of these guys. That's what makes drafts fun, I think. Next up is Liam on the South Side. Liam, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is A.J. Epinesa, defensive end, Iowa.
I know this guy's pretty good. A.J. Epinesa, the positives.
He loves the soft squeeze vanilla ice cream with the rainbow sprinkles. That's his favorite. Yeah, he loves it. And he'll admit that.
I am a huge A.J. Epinesa fan. What he did against USC offensive tackle Austin Jackson in the bowl game, like, that's all you should have to watch. But, man, 2 years of just incredible production for the Hawkeyes, and didn't even start in 2018. So I think the arrow is just pointing up on him. He could play defensive end. He could play defensive tackle. He can move all over the D-line. He looks the part. I know that doesn't always matter, but, like, this guy walks off the bus, and you're like, oh, yep, that's – I'm trying to think of something where I don't curse. Like, that's a very talented football player. And, you know, he can start right away. I compared him to Trey Flowers. You're just getting a lot of versatility and a lot of strength from him right out of the gate.
So what are the negatives?
Due to FAA rules, he can't land his helicopter outside Dodger Stadium.
I think he's a tweener. You know, like, that used to be more of a dirty word than it is now. Or, what is he? But doesn't always have great first-step quickness off the snap. And for some teams, this wouldn't be the case for the Bears, but for some teams, it's like, where's the value for him? Because he's not going to be an outside pass rusher on first and second down. And if you put him on the inside, he's not quite strong enough to hold up every down there. So he needs to go somewhere that they're going to allow him the flexibility to move around, to play in gaps. You do not want him two-gapping. I have him ranked at 23 overall. I think that's about where he comes off the board. New England at 23, Seattle at 27, somewhere in that range.
Next up is Brad in Rockford on the score. Brad, who's your guy?
My guy is Isaiah Wilson, right tackle from Georgia.
Isaiah Wilson, we're getting into the tackles now, the positives.
So he's on the cover, and look at America, he's going to emblazon America.
Yeah, I like Isaiah Wilson a lot. Georgia's going to have two tackles drafted very, very early. And he's like 20 years old. I mean, he's still figuring it out. 6'6", 350, great power in the run game, but more agility than you'd expect. Like, there's a lot of talk about Mekhi Becton and how athletic he is at 6'7", 363. Isaiah Wilson's not that far behind him in terms of the physical traits, and the technique that he brings right away. And I think he's only getting better.
So what are the headwinds in drafting Isaiah Wilson?
I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Just two seasons of starting experience in college football is going to be a little bit of a concern. He has struggled with his weight at times, not just with maintaining his weight, but the way that he carries it on the field. A lot of guys like that, they struggle with balance. They're not very poised in their pass sets because their weight gets over their toes or they rock too far back. So he's just got to learn to play with better balance. I have him ranked in the top 50. I have him at 38 overall, actually. I moved him up a little bit. And I would not be shocked if he's a late first-round pick tomorrow night.
Down to Bloomington, we find Tom. Tom's on the score. Hey, Tom, who's your guy?
My guy is a cornerback from Auburn University, the Nigerian nightmare, Noah Igbinoghene.
Noah Igbinoghene, well delivered in Keith Jacksonian lilt right there. What are the positives?
He's an alpha. I mean, he is not afraid to butt somebody up.
I love Igbinoghene. I can't always say his name, but I absolutely love his play. He's feisty. He's tough. He's fast. And I think with Auburn, a lot of times they just told him to go out on an island and cover. Just, hey, go. You're on your own. Go figure things out. I compared him to Byron Murphy. You know, I don't expect him to be amazing, but where he's going to come off the board, you know, to be 5'10", 200 pounds, can play slot, can play outside, has the speed to turn around with receivers down the field. So I'm a big fan of his. I don't like you guys stealing Christian Okoye's nickname, but maybe it's been long enough that we can reassign that.
And the downside.
I know the guy's not perfect. I know the guy's a jerk face at times.
Yeah, just, again, a little bit undersized at 5'10". You would like to see him be bigger because he might get typecast as a slot corner. I think he has to play with a little more toughness at the line of scrimmage. He gets a little, you know, cute at times. Another guy, just 2 years on the position, so he's still learning those instincts and how to work on his timing so that he can close that door when the ball's in the air. Because he gets a little bit aggressive and almost panics at times. So he's just, I think reps are really going to help him where he can get better.
And where does he go in the draft?
Yeah, he's going to go, I think, late first to early second round. There's a cluster of corners. You know, corner 3 to corner 8 are all kind of together. But I think we see a run, you know, start at like 30 overall maybe and then go into early Friday night as well.
All right, we got a couple more for the Wednesday edition of Who's Your Guy? Oh, look who's here today. Frank in Oakland is on the score. What you got, Frank? Who's your guy?
My guy, Joe Gaziano, defensive lineman, Northwestern.
Joe Gaziano, D-line, the positives.
I feel like a better person by just being around him.
Yeah, tough as hell. Obviously, you come out of Northwestern and your name's Gaziano, you're going to be pretty tough. It shows up, though. He could play defensive end in a 5-technique role. He can kick inside, play defensive tackle. Thought he was a pretty good athlete, honestly, for his size. It was 6'4", like 285. So there's a lot to like with him in terms of, like, you know exactly what you're getting coming out of that program with the position he played. He's going to be tough against the run. He's going to play assignment football.
Negatives?
This guy sucks.
No, he doesn't suck. Let's not go there. I think arm length is going to be the first thing that shows up when you look at you want a defensive lineman. Sub 33-inch arms is not going to be great. Lack of pass rush production is going to be a pretty big issue for him as well. Again, we were talking about it with Epinesa. You get caught in, you're 6'4", 285. Are you an end? Are you a tackle? Where do you play? And with Gaziano, the athleticism is not like Epinesa's, where you're really, really excited about the strength and power conversion. So I think he's probably a late rounder, maybe a high priority free agent, but I would say round 6 is probably his ceiling.
That would be Joe Gaziano, defensive lineman, Northwestern. One more for today. Paul in Crystal Lake will answer, who's your guy?
My guy's a local kid from Central Illinois, Albert O., tight end from Mizzou.
Albert O., tight end from Mizzou, and it's Okwigbunam. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but the Missouri tight end. Let's start with his positives.
He had that flash.
Okwigbunam is what they said. That's how it is in our pronunciation guide. I'll probably never get that right again.
Okwigbunam. So we have just had Igbinoghene and Okwigbunam in short order here.
Right. All the Nigerian names. Fantastic athlete. 6'5", 260, ran a 4.49, 34 and an eighth inch arms, huge hands, 10 and a quarter. when he was on the field, you could put him anywhere, in line, flex him, play him in the slot, play him out wide as an X or a Y. He will do everything for you on offense. Just there are not many people his size who are as athletic as he is coming out of Mizzou.
Negatives.
I have a hernia.
Well, for him, he was just rarely on the field. Like, there was just so many injuries that popped up, you know, over the 3 years, basically, that he was at Mizzou. So that's the biggest question is, you have this height, weight, speed athlete who just looks amazing. You let him run routes. Let him bust seams up the field. But how often he was injured, he's still very, very new to football, and it shows up a lot. Like, his route running is inconsistent, and it looks like he's thinking the entire time he's running a route. So he's more of a developmental guy than I think the numbers would indicate, because, again, he pops off the page with that speed and size, but he's just not ready to be more than maybe an option route tight end. So I have him at 91 overall. This tight end class is interesting because there's some good ones, but the receivers are going to push them down. Guys like Cole Kmet, Adam Trautman, Albert O that we've talked about, they're going to get pushed down. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's a late third, early fourth pick.
Matt, this is absolutely outstanding stuff, and I'm glad we have two more days of it, 10 o'clock Thursday and 10 o'clock on Friday. Thanks so much for the time, the information, and the expertise. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, Dan. Yep, have a good day. See you later.
That is Matt Miller. God, this is so much fun. There's just such an energy to this that is tremendous, and it's just so sporty, and we really need that right now. We got the Midday Midway coming up. I have an object lesson that I think you should take to heart. I also have some people who are flouting the rules in Ohio, and they're people you might not expect. And it's going to allow us to delve into one of our favorite places, local television news. That is coming your way on the Midday Midway. It is straight ahead. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. For a couple years now, I've been talking about my friends at Aloha Restoration, but with all the storms that have been hitting lately, Evanston, Skokie, Winnetka, more, I want to mention Aloha Restoration's parent company, Aloha Construction. Because right now, Aloha Construction will provide free property inspections to check out your roof, your siding, your gutters, looking for damage or missing shingles or any repair needs, all while practicing a contact-free process. That's right, contact-free. Call Aloha Construction at 847-540-7711 or visit alohabuilds.com. Aloha Construction, we rain when it storms.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The socially distanced NFL Draft is finally here, and you can follow all the action at BetOnline.net. Wondering who will be the first, second, and third draft pick? Do you know if more offensive or defensive players will be taken in the first round? Have a hunch on how many trades will take place in the first round? Maybe you're into oddities like how many draftees' dogs will be shown during first-round coverage. Before the draft goes live, head over to BetOnline.net for the latest props, lines, and odds. Yeah! Bring the draft home with BetOnline.net.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
We have reached the Midday Midway. We started out talking about the big news that broke yesterday afternoon. Rob Gronkowski not only had his rights traded from the Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you think, well, wait a sec, they wouldn't have made that trade unless he's coming out of retirement. And indeed, he is doing just that. He passed his physical, and he says he is ready to go. We also talked about the ramifications then for O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, the other starting-level tight ends on Tampa Bay's roster, and what it might mean for the Bears. We previewed the draft a bit with Mike Florio and talked about some of those players who might be on the Bears' radar. And then another rip-roaring, content-filled edition of Who's Your Guy, included with Matt Miller. We're going to be doing that on Thursday and Friday as well. Happy Earth Day to you. It is indeed Earth Day. And the amazing irony of this particular Earth Day is, as humans have shut everything down, we have been tracking during this segment about where the animals have been coming back, whether it's lions just lolling on the middle of an asphalt road in South Africa, coyotes in Chicago, kangaroos in Adelaide. We have another to add to the list. Oh, the goats in Wales. Let's not forget that we've covered. Apparently, around the world, the effect of less human activity on sea turtles has been nothing short of spectacular, because from Costa Rica to India to Florida, the sea turtle nesting, as seen through drone photography and the ways measuring the number of nests, they're back and they are undisturbed by foot traffic, by lights at night that confuse the hatchlings, that this will be a crop of sea turtles across the board, some endangered, some extremely endangered, but everywhere there has been video of huge nests and huge numbers of nests of completely undisturbed sea turtles, and it's yet another way of realizing how quick the Earth can snap back from the constant damage that we're doing to it. So it's has been fascinating for so many scientists and the rest of us to watch. Well, you got to listen to the stay-at-home orders. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what religion you practice, and this is from Fox 8 in Ohio.
Geauga County Sheriff's deputies tell us they were here in Huntsburg Township early Sunday morning after receiving a 911 call.
Sheriff's Dispatch, Jevons.
There's a bunch of homeless people over on Plattsburg Road.
Deputies tell us that around 100 people were having a party this weekend, despite the state's stay-at-home order, which is designed to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
And when we got there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran, some of them were. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, had to be transported by ambulance.
The sheriff said one person was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge, another issued a summons for violating the stay-at-home order, and two were charged with underage consumption. The Fox 8 I-team received these pictures a couple weeks ago from residents concerned that the Amish were not following the governor's orders. The party took place just days after the Geauga County Health Commissioner sent a letter to bishops in the Amish community advising them that he has seen an increase in COVID-19 cases in the Amish community.
It doesn't surprise me. It is disappointing. I wish it wouldn't happen. Those folks are all placing themselves at risk.
The Geauga County Health Commissioner says all residents in Ohio must follow the state's stay-at-home order and practice social distancing.
I'm glad that the sheriff's office was there to do something about it, to intervene and to put them on their way.
The health commissioner has also asked the Amish bishops to close churches for the rest of the month to help protect everyone.
Look, it truly is here. These are your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. And so we all need to do what we need to do to protect them as well as ourselves.
In Geauga County, Peggy Gallick, Fox 8 I-Team.
You heard the clip-clops of the horse's hooves, but when she said that Fox 8 has obtained these pictures, the picture was a women's volleyball game with all of the Amish women in full garb with the bonnets and blue-colored full dresses, full sleeves, all the way to the ground. They had gotten together for a volleyball game. So they were in the barn, and they were too drunk in the barn. I don't think it was the Ben Zobrist hitting barn. Did you hear about that? That apparently that Zobrist has a batting cage in his barn at one of his houses that people were using. So I don't think there are drunken Amish in the Ben Zobrist hitting barn. But I might be speaking out of turn, and I can't... that I wouldn't put it past them to be there and hitting and drinking as well. The Amish, not Zobrist and friends. So let me introduce you to another Ohio man. We are going to keep you in Ohio. And this, I just think, is something you might want to take to heart here based on what I see on the text line. I'm going to introduce you to John W. McDaniel. 60 years old, and the picture of him is as he's got a red shirt on, and he's a middle-aged white man standing in front of the OSU football stadium with his OSU hat on, and this rock-ribbed man was angry on Facebook, extremely angry. And here's the kind of things that, kind of messages that he has been writing. This is John W. McDaniel's writing. He called the lockdown order bull bleep. And he said, does anybody have the guts to say this COVID-19 is a political ploy? Asking for a friend, prove me wrong. He wrote that on March 13th. And 2 days later, when Mike DeWine ordered the stay at home, closing bars and restaurants, he called it bull bleep. And he wrote, he doesn't have that authority. If you are paranoid about getting sick, just don't go out. It shouldn't keep those of us from living our lives. He said, the madness has to stop. Those posts were deleted, but nothing ever really disappears from the internet. They were saved because John McDaniel, who said, does anybody have the guts to say that this is a political ploy? Asking for a friend, prove me wrong. He's been proven wrong. John W. McDaniel is dead. Because he contracted COVID-19, and he died. His obituary confirmed that he died with his family by his side from complications from COVID-19, the first COVID-19 fatality in Marion County. And fortunately, his family pleaded in his obit for everyone to continue practicing social distancing and to keep others safe. His obit said, you could not have known a more loving and loyal husband, father, son, brother, uncle, and friend. And I don't doubt that that is true. It is also true that he was an idiot. Those things are not mutually exclusive. And there's a reason why stories like this should be spread. Because it's only this. It's only something like this that might just begin to convince a certain subset of extremely angry and extremely stupid people that this virus doesn't care about for whom you vote. It doesn't really care if you live in a rural area or an urban area. It doesn't care about much of anything at all, only that you are at risk of contracting it no matter who you are, no matter where you are. You can't out-tough it. You can't send a message to it by flouting your government restrictions, by refusing to engage in public health efforts. It doesn't prove anything other than you can get it and you can die. So keep in mind, John W. McDaniel, keep in mind saying this governor doesn't have the authority and he wasn't paranoid about getting sick. He wanted to go live his life, and now his life is over because he wanted to do it. I mentioned before the story of the Zoom bombing that is occurring, and the specifics of this really quite incredible, that you can rent animals to bomb Zoom meetings. And the story's from Indian Trail, North Carolina. And what's a very popular Zoom bomber is a miniature donkey named Mambo, number 5. He's getting some online love. A farm has gotten in this idea of having animals spice up tedious virtual meetings. It's called Peace and Peas Farm. They will rent their 8-year-old miniature donkey and his friends to crash company conference calls. It's a story in the Charlotte Observer. Companies can choose other farm animals they want to invite as guests on their video calls. And according to the farm animals meeting registration website, they include 3 horses, along with chickens and ducks. And this is one of these things we're saying we can't put an actual valuation on what it's going to cost to pry O.J. Howard, perhaps, away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If I told you a customer can reserve 10 minutes with the animal and you can choose a virtual meeting name, you don't have to use the animal's actual name, and teachers want the animals to crash virtual classrooms, there's been a lot of that going on, and some of these pictures are just great, but what do you think it costs to, say, rent the Mambo the donkey for your company Zoom meeting for a full 10 minutes? What would you pay?
Bucks.
How many?
35. It's only 10
35.
Minutes.
35. It's 10 minutes, but it's Mambo. It's not just any donkey, it's Mambo. Now,
you have to prove to me that it's Mambo. I need the papers.
The papers. Ray, he says 35. What do you think it is?
Oh, I'm going up. I'm going $100.
Well, but technically you have gone over, and Jay was closer. Anyway, $50. They get $50 for 10 minutes of either one of the horses' names are Heron, Zeus, and Eddie. But this would be, if anybody tomorrow night in the NFL has a sense of humor, with all of these bloated NFL budgets, you got $50 to have one of the general managers represented by Mambo the donkey? Come on now. Let's see. Let's have John Gruden and Mike Mayock do something here. Like, I don't know who would be likely to do it, but it's right there for you. You can call the Peace and Peas Farm in North Carolina and put a braying miniature donkey up there as your NFL general manager. Let's see it, America. Who's with me?
You can't acknowledge it, though. It just has to be wandering in the background.
Right!
You can never at any point admit or acknowledge the fact that it's there.
It's not really in the background, though. It has to be up there. You can do whatever audio you want, but the video, it has to say, like, Bears General Manager Ryan Pace, and it's actually a horse or something. So you
Bears
have to do
GM.
It deadpan.
Bears GM
right, and then and then deny 100% that you did it. And just full gaslighting. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And just completely pretend that it's a different world entirely. I'm there for it. I say they do it.
Or, like, every year they have some sort of animal pick the Super Bowl by eating out of the whatever food bowl. Just have Mambo make the Bears picks. It can't be worse.
Why not? Can't do any worse. You set out several food bowls, right? And just people who are still on the board. Or you just take, like, Mel Kiper's best 3 available. And then then Mambo gets to make the pick. I'm down. I'm there.
I'm down with that.
That's the Midday Midway. We do it every day around this time. Coming up next, guy who wrote a very interesting article yesterday about Illinois being really the lone Midwest holdout that is keeping golf courses off limits when other states, when bordering states, are continuing to allow people to play safe and socially distant golf. Teddy Greenstein of the Tribune is going to give us the latest on that. For those of us who are kind of conflicted, those of us who really miss playing golf and also want to do what is right, I guess, by our state? You know, I don't know. Would I feel guilty driving to Indiana and going to play? I don't know. We're going to talk about that and whether or not Illinois' laws might indeed change. He is coming up. I'm Dan Bernstein, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live and local on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Chicago Window Guy is open during these difficult times to handle all of your window and door needs. So make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done. Russ came out and he looked around and he showed me a bunch of brochures and he said, all right, now I got to go make the windows. And he windows. His people came out. There's no subcontracted labor. It's all people who work for him. And he was talking to me the entire time, asking me how it was going. And now I've got great windows and I couldn't be happier. Russ knows times are tough and the virtual appointments or over the internet or over the phone, whatever is easier for you, he can make it work. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, get 10% off your order. 847-881-3060. And check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer.